True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take Command is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Want to transform your skin and challenge everything you thought you knew about clean beauty? Primally Pure is going back to the roots of skincare, literally. Their tallow-based products are grounded in ancestral wisdom and made with grass-fed beef fat. Yes, beef fat, because sometimes nature knows best. Tallow isn't a trend. It's skin identical, meaning it closely mimics the oils your skin naturally produces. That makes it deeply nourishing, incredibly bioavailable, and wildly effective, especially for sensitive, dry, or reactive skin that's tried everything else. Thousands have made the switch and never looked back. So if you're searching for something that actually works, look no further. Head to PrimallyPure.com to shop their cult favorite tallow deodorant and explore the full line. That's PrimallyPure.com. Your skin will thank you.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere. Yeah.
It's time to take command.
The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders!
With former NFL tight end, Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command from Northwest Stadium. Alongside Logan Paulson, I'm Grant Paulson. The Commanders are 1-0, a dominant defensive performance, allowing just 6 points. They win by 15, 21-6 here. What a day for Washington to start the season.
Yeah, what a day kind of feels like an understatement. It's the first game, division opponent, and the defense came out and did everything we thought they might be able to do in training camp. We talked about, oh, if they can do this, if they can play the man coverage, if they can rush the passer the way they've been doing in practice, and they came out and did it. Now, I don't know how good the Giants' offensive line is, and I'm not going to detract from the defense, but they came out and hit this ball out of the park, which is absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, the storyline, I think, most of the offseason for people around this team is – we have a pretty good feel that ultimately when the offense gets where it's going, it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
This is about the defense playing good ball and playing well enough to maybe steal them a win or two. And today the story was, I thought, as expected, they were never all together offensively. That's where you don't have quite the same health. It wasn't perfect. They had a couple of really good drives. They only scored 21 points, but the game was never in question. The defense was that good. They were pretty suffocating.
Defense was suffocating. And to your point about the offense, I think this was also really interesting. It was, you got to see the peaks of what they can be, right? There was that drive. I think it was the second touchdown drive that they had where it was, or the first touchdown drive, second touchdown drive, doesn't matter, where it was like, hey, we got a play action shot. We got a bootleg. We got a RPO. We got an interesting kind of quarterback design run. And it was just like the Giants had no recourse, man. And that to me is when Cliff's at his best, when Jaden's at his best, like this offense is unstoppable. Now, they've got a lot of work to do to kind of build up that consistency. You mentioned the penalties. There were some negative plays in there. But overall, man, the offense, like those glimmers were so bright. Now, like you said, the star of the show today is defense, and rightfully so. Like that defensive front, standing on the sideline, watching that tidal wave of burgundy and gold envelop Russell Wilson multiple times today, the way they're able to fit runs, just the difference in the interior play to free up Bobby Wagner to run and hit. It all starts with the front, I'm going to say. But again, the secondary played well, but the front, man, played so, so well today.
That's what I'm going to start with, actually. I was blown away by Javon Kinlaw. There was a lot of noise.
And you should be.
There was a lot of noise when he got signed. I remember talking to people with the Jets and the 49ers. And, oh, my God, they gave him all this money. I don't understand it. I don't see it. Well, I saw it today. I know why you pay this guy. He is a refrigerator on feet. And he was throwing guards around. Yeah. He made a huge impact. First play of the game, minus one TFL. Early in the second half, first run of the second half, I think, for the Giants. Another loss where he just completely blew up the play. But he also was pushing the pocket. There was a series where on two separate plays in a row, he completely got home. One, he actually hit Russell Wilson. The other, he just forced an incomplete. But he was so noticeable. It was a loud performance.
Yeah, and I think this also speaks to Adam Peters. You know, you had him on your other show a couple of days ago, and I think he said some stuff that I didn't even think about when it came to Javon Kinlaw, the fact that he'd had a COVID year, coming off injury, no offseason, no developmental time period at any point here. And then all of a sudden, you see him just come out, and the ascending player from New York last year is the bear of a man we saw in today's game. And I think that's something that can't be overstated, is just how well he played and how physical he was. Like there's a play today, and it's not going to show up in the stat sheet. The Giants are trying to run duo. Javon Kinlaw is hands on the guard, sitting it down. The tackle's trying to double team him out. They cannot move him off the spot. And I remember watching that same duo run last year, that three technique, whoever it was, just get bowled into the linebacker's lap for a 5-yard gain, and they couldn't stop it. It was against the same New York Giants team. So having Duran play the way he did, having Kinlaw play the way he did, like you see the importance of that, of the free agent acquisition and kind of what it's done for Duran in terms of freeing him up to be at his more natural position.
So that's the probably the right way to put it. Like the nice way to put it, which is Javon Kinlaw is going to make him better.
Yeah.
My angle is Daron Payne contract years back.
Yeah, right. No, that's a great point.
When he had a contract year, he was one of the best tackles in the league. He went out and got 11 plus sacks. 2 years since, 4 sacks each year. And that's not the only metric, right? He's done some really good things. But today he was elite again.
Elite.
Like, and I said this coming into the game to somebody. It was a handsome gentleman. His name was Logan, I think. But not you. It was another buddy of mine. But I said, like, no one talks about him anymore.
Yeah.
He is one of the most talented players on the team. He's far and away the highest paid player on the team. His cap number is $26 million. I don't know there's another player in the league who's the highest cap number guy on his roster, who's the highest paid player on his roster, who had less headlines and ink and conversation. It's like we just forget that Daron Payne, a top 15 pick at one point in time, who's been a complete badass in this league, is still here. And today, somehow he was got one sack. His agent's going to be calling the league because it should be a sack and a half. But I'm going to say sack and a half, two batted balls, like super impactful stuff.
Impactful. I think that's the thing about it. Is like he's, like you said, he's done good stuff where he's holding off double teams. He's forcing the running back to cut back. But today you felt him, and it showed up in his production. I think that's the biggest difference. And again, like they've been, you know, Joe Wood Jr. has been touting him since early in the offseason, and you see why he's been getting that praise today, right? I mean, both those guys in the interior, shoot, even Johnny Newton to a certain extent was very productive today in terms of tackle for loss at one point in the game. So whatever they're doing, the rotation, keeping guys fresh, multiple different deployments, it showed up. And I think that, I mean, the secondary played really well too, but that interior group really like felt like the star of the show today.
We have not mentioned Dietrich Wise.
Dude,
he was awesome. I thought so a couple of times early he was left completely unblocked.
Yeah.
Bad idea. Like seriously, that's a big boy. Yeah. He made a couple plays. I talked to him after the game, his professionalism. He comes from New England, played a part of a lot of winning teams. And so I was talking to him and he's like, "Hey, we got one coming up short week." Like we just showed what we could do. This is now the floor.
Yes.
We need to be better next time. That was kind of his message. And it's standing in a small area where, you know, Dorrance Armstrong and Johnny Newton, all these guys are right there listening. And I love that. But I thought over and over again in this game, you noticed him in the backfield, either forcing an incompletion. There was a big third down where Wilson had to drop down to like a Patrick Mahomes side. because, again, Wise came free. He said there were a few looks where he expected that, and then there were a couple more where he wasn't. Mm-hmm. But if you want to talk about debuts, and we'll get to the offensive side of the ball with Deebo Samuel, who was huge.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Merit, but Kinlaw up front, Dietrich Wise up front, Will Harris forced the fumble and had some nice plays in this game. Trey Amos didn't get tested a lot, but he had one island play with Malik Nabers where he had a PBU. He looked the part. If you're Adam Peters, you're moving and shaking today. You're feeling good about some of your moves.
You're feeling really good. And I think the Dietrich Wise point, the one thing amongst a million things that stuck out with me, again, the physicality, but the experience. You mentioned him in the locker room kind of having the experience and the wherewithal to be like, hey, we've got another game come up in a short week. Let's not, celebrate this too hard here. But I think, you see him on some of those naked keepers, the bootlegs and stuff, him kind of being like, okay, I know I'm unblocked. I know I can get in the right position. I know I can make this play on the quarterback. And that comes from hours and hours banked, hours and hours in the film room. And so not only do you feel his physicality, do you feel his athleticism, but you also feel the knowledge that he's accrued over the course of his career.
If it feels like I'm getting closer and closer to you, because I am. Yeah. But also, we don't have control over this camera, and it moves automatically, like based on what we're doing.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that it just keeps going lower and lower onto your head. So I just have to keep coming up here, and it like, see how it follows me a little bit? So
yeah.
Like, we'll just
know,
do
it's
it.
Good.
We,
yeah,
is
just
this
like
good
this?
Like
yeah,
this?
Right here.
Right here?
Just right there. Perfect.
Okay,
I love
fine.
It.
Let's talk about the offense next. On Take Command, Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So, take a flyer on the MVP race. Jaden Daniels is 10-1. Crown your champion in August, the Commanders, 19-1 odds. Or parlay your division winner dark horses like Washington together. Mark your calendars. This is your day. For your hunches and hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because Futures Day is one day, and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take Command, Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, 14-6 was the score. And then there was a little back and forth. Defense has to make a stop. Washington gets the ball back. They go down and put together a touchdown drive to put this game on ice. And it all started with a Jaden Daniels 12-yard run. I thought we got what we've talked about, which is more design carries. Yeah. For Jaden Daniels, the first two carries of this game, which was the second and third snap of the game to pick up a first down, were both scrambles. For a guy who led the NFL with 600 scramble yards last year, he got 11 on those two carries. But as we went, it's an 8 yards here, it was 12 yards here. They called two quarterback draws out of spread. I thought that was pretty telling and maybe a sign of things to come.
And I think he called those himself. He definitely checked the one of those on his own and kind of like identified a look. The one down at the far end there, it was, I think it ended up being like a 12-yard scamper down away from the tunnel.
How could you tell he did?
Because he got up there and he said their code word, did the signal. They all mirrored it and then ran the play. So he,
Paulson.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. Grant Paulson, really fast guy. Let's do that. Let's put that out there. But but I will say like the – So first off, I was a little surprised with how the style of run that Kliff deployed him on, like kind of getting him in there, kind of mixing it up. I was like,
he took a couple shots.
Yeah. And I was like, oh no. But the competitor, the toughness, and then as a pocket passer, the ability to be like, hey, this play is broken. Let me scramble for a first down. It was so surreal watching him because it's like he didn't miss a beat. I thought, oh, maybe he'd struggle a little bit. Maybe the ball would be a little bit off. Didn't get a lot of reps in the preseason, but the decision-making, the ability to elevate the offense, to put the whole team in the right position to be successful was just totally on display. And yeah, man, it was really, it's really just such a blessing to get to watch him play every week.
He overall, I thought, played at like an MVP level today.
Yeah.
I'm not doing like a MVP vote in week one bit, but what I mean by that is, you take him off the field offensively, there wasn't a whole lot going at times, but it was 11 for 68 for him on the ground. As a passer, he finishes 19 of 30 for 233 and a touchdown. So all purpose, just over 300 yards with a score. Now, I will say, and I know you're not allowed to say anything other than every play is the best play that's ever happened with Jaden.
Right.
I thought he was a tick off on some of his throws, like behind a bunch early in the game. Overall, the performance was unbelievable. The deep throw to the sideline was to Chris Moore was like, top five throw of the year stuff like 18 weeks from now. I thought some of the inbreakers to Debo were really impressive. He had some big boy stuff that he did. There was a one really nice throw to Ertz as well. But more than I even remember, there was a few throws that were just a tick off, and it felt like maybe the timing of the offense wasn't exactly where it's going to be in a month, which gives me a lot of encouragement to score 20 in a win.
I was going to say, I had a buddy who texted me, shout out to Doug, who said the same thing, and in the moment, I didn't pick up on it. Like there was one he had to Ertz over the middle where the ball was behind Zach, and everyone's like, oh, that's a bad throw, but I felt the from my vantage point, the backside safety's breaking on that football, so he's kind of helping Zach protect himself. So I don't like, obviously I'm sure there were some other ones.
There was one to Jalen Lane. There was one to Debo that he should have caught because it was like a little bit behind him. And I'm sure he'd tell you he should catch it.
Right.
But yeah, but overall, I mean, my thing with quarterbacks is, having been now in this town where it was Griffin, then it was Cousins, and we do this, like every throw doesn't have to be a referendum.
Right.
Every throw doesn't have to be a see, I told you so, he's the man.
Yeah.
Like, we're just talking ball. And like, there's some that you leave out there, and I'm sure he would say that. Other thing I love about him, and this is why he is so special, He held onto the ball a couple times and took sacks and would literally like go up to the lineman and tap himself like, hey, man, my bad.
He just is a mature. The maturity for a guy who's second year in the league is really impressive. And you talked about Dietrich Wise and his leadership. I feel like you're getting a lot of that from Jaden Daniels. And I think, again, you talked about like the MVP kind of feel to the game. And so even though a couple throws are off, when it's time to make a throw, when it's time to make a play, he just seems to be able to pull it out and throw it on the table whenever he wants. Oh, yeah, I got that card. We need that throw. I got that right here. And so it's such a unique thing to watch because I don't think I've ever played with a player like this. Like, I played with Deshaun Watson in Houston when he was at the peak of his powers, and it felt kind of like this. But this feels so composed and so collected. And I, again, like, was it a perfect game? No, and he would probably tell you the same thing. But there's, I think it's the composure, the leadership, the confidence that he brings that is just so unique to him.
You played with good Deshaun Watson.
Really good Deshaun Watson. Really
different than the Browns version.
Yeah, which is, I hate to break that comparison because people forget that he was good at one point.
Well, he was so good.
Yeah, but.
All right, a couple other guys I want to hit on. Take command here live from Northwest Stadium. So Debo Samuel's first game in Burgundy and Gold.
Yeah.
What an impact he's going to have. If they can keep him healthy, which was always the question in San Francisco, my goodness, it was eight total touches, including a 19-yard touchdown run for 86 yards. Or 96 yards, rather, and one touchdown. He had 77 on seven catches, and then his first carry of the game, because his other carry, a jet action, was taken back by penalty, So his first carry as a Commander, 19 yards running through a couple of tackles. What'd you see on the design? They had like two pullers out in front, and like a whole cavalcade in front of them.
It's this kind of new wave of I want to say Miami's kind of started it, but it's like, I'm going to say high school runs. And so what I mean by that, you know, high school, you run the single wing, you run the triple option. You've got all these different kind of tight formations, and teams around the league now are kind of deploying that to spread principles. And so what you get is you get kind of a counteraction going away, backs going across your face. You spin with Debo. They ran it a couple times, and they ran the counter, him over the top. Obviously, they felt like the defense wasn't playing it correctly. And when you get that action by the linebackers to play the counter, so they're playing to the left, you can pull those two linemen to the perimeter, get the receiver out in front blocking. And again, like it was like highway to Broadway there. You know what I'm saying? Like it was really clear. I was standing in the end zone, got to see it. And the crazy thing about it is like they had two blockers out in front. I think Laramie Tunsil and maybe Tyler Biotis because they pulled the center. But there was a free hitter. And it was so weird watching it and having just this thought like, oh, he's going to score. Like I've never felt that way watching a player. Like he's going to break that tackle and then he's going to break another tackle and then he's going to break that third tackle and get in. And he just runs so violently. And you said keeping him healthy. It's almost like you got to protect him from himself.
That's why I don't want him returning kicks.
So I was down there, I was in the end zone watching and he returned one and just the one he almost broke where he like was hitting it 1,000 miles an hour. And I was like, ooh. And Fletch is like, why are you making that sound? I'm like, Fletch, he is hitting this return 1,000 miles an hour. And he's like, well, why do you care? And I'm like, it gives me like I get nervous because like you just get, that's how you get lit up. He's fearless.
He's so physical. And the collisions just add up when you're that big, right?
Yeah.
And so to me, I get why they're doing it because he's going to pop one against the Packers or against somebody. But I would like less is more there.
Yeah.
Luke McCaffrey had a nice return today to the 39. Yeah. Maybe give Luke an opportunity. Let's see what happens.
It's the same thing with him and Austin, like Debo and Austin, quite frankly. Like they're so physical when they have the ball. They've got such great contact balance that they just accrue all these body contacts. And I think you just, as a coach, as a training staff, have to be aware of their utilization because Debo, it's so fun. And the thing about Debo, obviously, he scores a touchdown, has a couple catches. Every time he's motioning, the defense is freaking out. They're shifting, they're adjusting, they're passing assignments, they're trying to make sure their run fits are good. And I'm like, he gives you so much flexibility, and he's such a weapon just by being on the field. So, and I'm not being hyperbolic when I say that. Like just him and moving him around the formation becomes problematic for defenses.
Well, I was surprised by anything with his usage. I thought there'd be a couple more carries, which they didn't get to the first one that wasn't, you know, taken back via penalty until the end of the game there. But I thought it'd be a little more stuff at the line of scrimmage, like crossers, drag screens. Mm-hmm. He was heavily involved in the old San Francisco Kyle middle of the field dig.
I think we were talking about this, man. Like he can run the heck out of a dig. And so again, one of the throws I was in the fourth quarter, he's running kind of like that drift ish
great ball
bender seam, perfect ball over the linebacker right in the hands. And I'm like, If you can use him like that and then use him on like the touchdown run and kind of just stack these plays, it's such a chess piece, such a weapon. And you always wonder or worry that when you get a player like that, the offense can't deploy them effectively. And I was concerned about that. I'm like, is Cliff going to be able to maximize his touches, maximize his usage? And I'll be darned if I kind of felt like Cliff did almost a better job than what I'd seen in San Francisco, really finding ways to get him in space, get him creative touches, get him in good matchups where he can break tackles. So I can't wait to see what that package continues to look like. And again, not to, you know, kind of rain on anybody's parade, but I worry that I want him healthy for 18 games because he's going to be a huge weapon for this offense.
7 for 77 through the air and then the 19-yard touchdown run. So he crept up on almost 100 all-purpose. Was the touchdown run, to go back to the concept really quickly, was it the same as like the first carry of the game in that early stuff?
Yeah.
Where Jaden kind of spins around and gives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they kept bringing him as eye candy. And that time what happened was he like comes this way. It's almost like an orbit, but I think it's in front of the quarterback. And then he goes back around.
Yes. And that's like kind of classic.
Were they pulling in front of him when they gave to the back earlier?
So they went in front.
Each time they're setting up
Setting up. They're seeing it. Like you kind of, it deadens the defense's eye a little bit. They say, oh, it's eye candy. We can trigger on that. And the other thing is you got to run the counter well. You got to run the counter to the right there really well or to the left, whichever way you're going. And they did. And dead in the defensive eye. And then when you got to have a play, like throw that Debo Samuel card down on the table, you could probably got a little script for him there. You like that run, low red. Let's go get a touchdown, man.
It seemed to me like based on, we're talking about, they set that up right away. Two of those in the first 15 script, come back to that winning time at the end of the game. Clearly, I don't want to say the offense went through him, but it was a priority to involve him. Whereas you look at Terry, he ended up getting in where he fit in. A couple of catches for Terry McLaurin in this game. Nearly had a third that was kind of controversial, no catch.
Yeah.
May have caught, couldn't see enough to overturn it to have it as a reception. But I thought in this game, it just seemed like to me, Debo was kind of the guy in the passing game pretty clearly. And I don't know if that's an indicator of the last few weeks and just where Jaden's comfort was and what they've been running, or if it was just the matchup today. Well, I guess we'll see as time goes on.
Yeah, I think we'll see. And again, like, it was cool. It's cool to be on the sideline because you walk the bench and you'll see Jaden come over and talk to Terry or talk to Debo or talk to Zach about something. And I felt like there was a couple, you know, the long incompletion that he had to Terry in the first quarter on the go ball. I felt like he was just like, hey, man, you know, are you thinking this? And Terry's like, yeah, I'll think like that. And, you know, those are the types of communications that need to happen. And I think, you know, with limited reps in the offseason, they can happen in the game. And I've seen those happen, you know, week one. I've seen them happen week 18. So it's not necessarily indicative of him not being here. But I do think that level of comfort is still growing and will continue to grow. And as it gets better, this offense is just going to get more dynamic.
Well, and how different is the combo today? If Terry catches that, what would have been a 70-yard touchdown or whatever.
Yeah.
And now he's crept up on 100 yards on three catches and you scored 27 and you hit a home run. But really, they didn't need it. I mean, as it was, it's funny that they scored 21 points and there were times where they weren't moving the ball. I never for one second thought they were in any real trouble today.
Well, it's funny because, like, you think about all of these kind of statistical regression elements, and we've talked about on this show a lot, you know, fourth down conversions, completion percentage. And what did they do? Like, the defense just turned up the fader to a million, and you see the ability of them to insulate the offense. Last year was always the offense insulating the defense. This year was kind of the reverse, where they're making plays, they're getting three and outs, they're attacking, dictating tempo, they're getting turnovers in the low red in terms of getting them to turn the ball over and fourth down. And if they can sustain that, again, that New York offense is incomplete, right? They're banged up on the offensive line. I don't know if they really have true playmaking ability at the quarterback spot, questioning the playmaking at the receiver. So it'll be interesting to see how that team develops over the course of the year. But for this team to come in and just be like, nope, you're not scoring any points, you're not making any plays defensively, allows the offense to kind of go through these spells where they're not hot. And it was interesting, the other thing too that came to mind with the offense specifically is you feel their ability to go on tempo and how it just devastates defense, but it also creates quick three and outs if you don't do it correctly. And so the defense's ability to kind of say, hey, that's a quick three and out, that's a quick break, and then to be conditioned enough to get it back up there and make a play, I thought was also really impressive. So just a really great game of complimentary football all the way around. And we haven't even talked about them running the football yet for over 230 yards.
Yeah, we're going to get to that right now. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson on Take Command. So we did discuss the fact that Jaden Daniels ended up running for 68 yards, a big part of that. But they get a 42-yard carry from Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. Would have been their second longest carry all of last season.
Oh, wow.
Austin Eckler did have a 50-yarder, but B-Rob, no longer here, didn't have a 42-yard carry. And part of the reason to go to Krosky-Merritt, explosiveness, extra base hits, the ability to rip one off like that when you're backed up in the shadow of your own goal line. What'd you see on that play?
Yeah, and again, to kind of elaborate on that real quick, like the ability to overcome, again, statistical regression is to get more explosive. So you bring in Debo Samuel, more explosive player.
Yeah.
You said you kind of make the decision to go with Bill Krosky-Merritt, more explosive player. And this is kind of the result of that, is you get, remember, explosive plays lead to touchdowns. We saw that today for sure. So what you saw in that play is they're running kind of a version of duo, but they're running from a cross sift. So back's going to work. So tight end's going to come across the formation to the right. Back's going to work to the right side. That's usually a good indicator of duo, back and tight end on the same side. Abdul Carter, I think, is just running straight for Jaden Daniels. And John Bates it's such an aware play. Instead of kind of trying to kick that guy out, run up the field, he knows he's too high, I can add to the running surface, wraps around, kind of makes that block to spring him. So you've actually gained a hat in the blocking surface. And then you see Krosky-Merritt, all the things we talked about this offseason, the explosiveness, the vision, the burst, and really the ability to accelerate. Once he sees the cut, his ability to accelerate off of that great decision by John Bates, I thought was really tremendous. And I'm sure there's other people that did great things on that play, because you don't get touchdown, you don't get big runs like that without the receivers doing excellent stuff. I just didn't see it. But the John Bates thing, his ability, Bill Merritt's ability to kind of break that off, I thought was really incredible. And again, I'm curious to see in larger utilization packages if he can continue to do that.
Yeah, Logan's going to watch the tape, and then we'll get a lot more insight not only on that play, but everything that they ran and how they ended up winning 21-6 and who shined, maybe that we're not addressing that wasn't obvious in the box score. On the running back position, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, pretty surprisingly, Chris Rodriguez was deactivated. Yeah. He had such a good preseason. He ran his butt off every time he got an opportunity to, and yet he was down. They were in a numbers crunch. They clearly love Bill, and he got 10 carries today. He goes for 82 yards to lead the team. He also had a 6-yard touchdown run around the edge where
great
two pullers out in front, and he was untouched, and he kind of bounced it wide. But you'd have to give him, I would think, an A just on the surface. Now, maybe we could go back and pass pro, or maybe there's subtleties. They'd tell you he did something wrong somewhere. But from what I could see from the naked eye, it was a really, really good first game for a 7th-round pick.
No, absolutely. And he's got some special qualities. Like, even on the touchdown, John Bates is down blocking, I think, a blitzing linebacker. And there's a little bit of penetration, and I've seen that play die. Remember, the back is in the offset gun. He's to the left, so he's got a long way to go. So any type of penetration to the front side of that thing can be devastating. Bates has given up a little penetration. Tough block, giving up a little penetration. He's able to dip his hat inside that, make the linebacker commit, help John Bates block out, and then bounce it back outside. It was incredible to watch from the end zone. But like little nuances like that, you know, like there's a counter where he's able to set up the double team, push it back out, break a tackle, fall forward for 5. It's a muddy run, able to maximize it. And I think that vision, the muddy run ability is something that is, you saw it in college. It's great to see it here in this small sample size of 10 carries. But if he can continue to build on that, man, like, he's going to be a weapon for this group.
Are you posted up in the end zone the whole time, or do you move around?
I move around. So I like to, like, we're in the red zone usually. I like to be down in the end zone, so I can kind of see and kind of feel the spacing of stuff,
right,
and that kind of thing. But yeah, that was a cool play to watch.
And then if they're on the sideline, you like to go eavesdrop and pretend like you you're supposed to be over.
Oh, what's going on over here?
I put my pencil down. Oh, hey, Jaden, what happened on that play? Yeah, what a performance! 21-6, the Commanders get a win. All right, rapid fire. A few guys I want to hit on here and ask you about. Don't need deep dives necessarily, but more Eckler early than everyone expected. First few drives of the game, we didn't see Merritt. It's like, oh, no, Chris Rodriguez, Krosky Merritt's going to play constantly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Austin Eckler. He ended up having one huge play at the end of the game to get a first down. It was right after he committed a penalty, and you could tell he's like, I'm making up for that.
Yeah. That was incredible.
It was a catch and run. He made a couple
plays.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bowling ball, stumbling, bumbling through everybody. Everyone, he's so small, but everyone forgets how powerful he is in terms of his lower body strength. He's like a 500-pound back squat. So, like, incredible strength, incredible dexterity, and really, like, that's what he brings, is that explosive ability.
Another running back, Jeremy McNichols, crunch time, 4 for 25.
Love the hard running.
That's physical. Like, that's where you would have had Rodriguez out there as a bruiser, and coming into the game, I would have said, I wonder if they've got to salt some clock away, like what that looks like. McNichols is fine.
And that's the one thing about McNichols you see, you saw last year, you saw it in the preseason this year, is that dude runs like a missile. Like, I think, you know, obviously Chris Rodriguez, a little bit bigger body, a little bit bigger base, kind of traditionally what you think of as like a fourth, you know, 4 minute offense runner. But McNichols, man, he is aggressive to the hole. In a, like, when he's running, it sounds different. You know, like when you're standing on the sideline, it's like these loud pops and cracks and people falling forward, and he's falling forward. And like, that's, so again, people sleep on his ability to run the football because he's so good on teams. He's so good in pass pro, but he is a violent downhill fellow.
Chris Moore was elevated this weekend.
Yeah, how about that guy?
First big play of the game.
Yeah.
It's Chris Moore down the field for a big gain. He ends up with that catch, but it was a 34-yard completion. It was an incredible play by Jaden Daniels. I mean, that throw, just like,
so just on that concept, it's a keeper, like a boot, you know, and they've got the tight end blocking down. He's at the perimeter. You run that corner kind of just to take off coverage. You never really
throw. I was going
to
say, there's no way it takes too long. Yeah. That can't be primary.
Yeah, no, you're trying to hit the crosser or the guy in the flat right there, and he's over there. The Giants did a great job, and the safety gets a little bit nosy to the cross, and I mean, just delivers an absolute dime.
It was ridiculous.
An absolute dime. And like, I remember seeing that just being like, wow, like, talk about working your progression, great protection by the offensive line, John Bates, those guys. But
this is why I love Ball, though. He is not supposed to make the roster, right?
Yeah.
And then he doesn't. And then he's added to the practice squad. And then 48 hours ago, nobody thought he would play.
Right.
And then on the opening game of the season,
that's the play that gets him going.
That was the play. And it was 34 yards to Chris Moore.
Yeah, right.
And it was the guy that everyone was mad at for dropping passes in the preseason. And it's like, it's almost like he's a pretty good football player. People forget that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
But I love that about this game. You just never know who it's going to be. Noah Brown, I thought, looked good. Only had two catches for 27. Had a third that came back via penalty. But considering how much time he's missed and any questions there are right now about him just getting enough time on the grass, his size is so obvious. And like we talked about Debo and those inbreakers. I love him running that stuff.
Yeah, and he's got a little Jeremy McNichols to him in terms of when he's got the ball in his hands. Like, it's this violent, crazy bucking horse to kind of get you as much as you can. And Dan always touts his competitiveness. And, you know, for someone who doesn't know him, just watching how he plays the game, like, I love when I see guys like putting it all out on the line every single time. But talk about another guy, him, Noah, Debo, guys that you just need to make sure you keep them healthy because they are going to pour their hearts out for this team.
Zach Ertz, big touchdown. We saw that route 15 times.
And then, how about that guy breaks his leg, McFadden, bummer for him, feel really bad, obviously. But then the next play call, the backup linebacker one-on-one with Zach Ertz, you're like, ooh.
Unforgiving league.
Tough deal there.
Yeah. You don't think that was a coincidence?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either. What is that concept or route, or what do they call it? Basically, he just bends out and whips in.
So it's either like a called, like kind of what you'd like on if you're playing Madden, like that Texas route where you're running an angle, right, come back in, or it's a choice. And so guys that really are good choice runners, they have all sorts of nuance to that stem. You see Zach, he pushes up, kind of turns his shoulders out. That guy crosses over. Zach just puts his foot in the ground and crosses his face for the easiest touchdown.
It's the easiest touchdown
and
that's
so,
ever been scored.
Yeah, yeah. So I think like it's either a called angle or you can go in and out, and really good route runners like Zach, just, I mean, even that he has a drop in this game, two drops, but like his ability to just put DBs and linebackers in absolute conflict is going to be awesome to watch this entire year.
All right, final thoughts. Take command from Northwest Stadium. Short week, quick turnaround to the Packers on Thursday night. Obviously, you got some film to crunch, and we'll turn things around so that on Tuesday everybody can get your detailed film dive. But what do you think?
Man, I'm excited. I think, you know, like I think I talked to Dan briefly in the locker room, and he just was like, you know, there's a lot of penalties, a lot of things we can improve on. But in terms of Commanders football that he's touted since he's got here, competitive, smart, tough, I feel that in a way, specifically from the defense, that I don't really think I felt at any point last year. And so that to me is extremely encouraging. Obviously, like we talked about the extremely bright spots for the offense. I'm hoping they build on those going into next week, but it's really the defense is the story of the day.
Bro, if this defense is good, like legit good,
I mean, even if
they're not going to be a fun team to have to deal with.
But even if they're like the 14th best defense in the league, like think about where they were last year and where they are now, like that's going to be such a statistical improvement.
I think that's very realistic, by the way.
Absolutely.
But I'm saying, like, you watch this today, and they're going to play teams that have more than Malik Nabers in terms of scary weapons. In fact, Green Bay is playing Detroit right now.
Yeah.
I watched their first drive basically waiting to get into the locker room. Matt LaFleur was in his bag. Like, they're going to have – it's going to be a different challenge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But my point is, if they're good on defense – Omar's coming. Like, you're not going to want to have to play this football team. But too many penalties.
Feels so different. Feels so different than last year already.
I just the defensive front, man, I see the vision. I see what they like. And there are a lot of things that didn't happen, too, where you there's still more coming. Like, you're going to get Von Miller production. You're going to not about, commit 11 penalties.
How about Bobby Wagner, the roughing the passer that is an interception by Quan? Like those types of plays, the fumble that wasn't a fumble. Like,
third downs, you allow conversions on penalties where instead they'd be punting. Like, maybe you allow 3 points in this game.
Right. And I think, like, that's just, again, it's the first, it's week one. And to get out of here with a win in week one when there's so much unknown. I felt like the defensive coordinator for the Giants played so much more man than I was expecting. So great job kind of navigating the ebbs and flows. But the defense, man, came down. And like you're saying, if they can do this to week in and week out, which is the hard thing about the league is you have to be consistent. But if they can do this week in, week out, man, like this is going to be a tough football team to play.
Did you stick with just the bowl of scrambled eggs and bacon that I saw you eating? Or did you add
it? It was turkey sausage, bro. Oh, what do you think this is, bro?
Oh, God. That, you know what? I can't believe I said that.
you should feel that.
Yeah, that's awful.
No, but I had what I had this morning. I had
did you bring like a bar?
I had ground beef this morning with a little bit of chickpeas and it's like quinoa.
I found you with my binoculars down there. Was that lettuce you were pulling out of your pocket and nipping?
I had a protein shake and a protein bar.
Like a box turtle.
Yeah. So.
There's some hot dogs over there if you want one of those.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Get a little bun, maybe some ketchup and mustard.
Dude.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, Commanders are 1-0. Take command. We will be back with Logan's film breakdown. We'll deep dive into this game later this week. Then remember to come back a midweek for our preview of the Green Bay Packers Thursday night football matchup. Washington with the chance to get to 2-0 through just a handful of days and then have a nice little mini bye going into week 3. Thanks for hanging.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But this from Northwest Stadium.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.